You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Yo. Let's just listen to this beautiful music. Those cherubic voices of the South Park children. Folks, Bing is for doing, and we're here in the AfterBuzz Studios doing a little South Park Classics podcast for you. I am John Barrett. With me, as always, the lovely...
I'm Kira Batte.
That's right. That's right. And we're here to talk about one of, I think, the best titled episodes of any television show, Mecha Streisand.
Do you know why they say Mecha?
Well, I think it's a reference to Mecha Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it has to do with Mecha Godzilla being a robotic Godzilla.
I quizzed you and you were right. A plus.
Because he's mechanical. Anyway, folks, as you may have guessed, this episode revolves quite heavily around Miss Barbara Streisand. And that's what we're going to talk about for a little bit here. Wow, do these guys hate Barbara Streisand.
Yes, they really have it in for her.
Real bad.
Like, out of anyone, they hate her the most.
Yeah, like really, they say some cruel things about this woman. I believe she is supposed to be kind of a huge bitch. Like,
yeah, she's a total diva.
Like, that's what I've heard by, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're not. I'm sure it's just a slightly exaggerated version of.
Probably not even exaggerated. Yeah, maybe under exaggerated.
I'm sure she has some piece of jewelry that she thinks needs another piece of jewelry to make her powerful enough to take over the world. And by the same token, I'm sure that Robert Smith is the only person who can stop her. But her voice isn't that nasally. And it's not like when she sings, she can really reduce children to tears, right? I mean, right?
Yeah. That in reality, I guess not.
That might be a little exaggerated.
Are you a Barbara fan?
No.
Okay.
No. But Barbara apologist? I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to. I'm saying, you know, Babs is Babs for a reason, guys. Okay. So what are some of my favorite things?
Yes.
That they say about Cartman on the what do they call the thing where they stretch you?
Oh, I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're
it's
talking about.
It's called the rack, I think.
It really is? That's
I'm
crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's all it's called. Screaming, damn your black heart, Barbara Streisand, is pretty great.
The other good one that I thought is when if they were like, we're trying to look for Barbara Streisand. If you were Barbara Streisand, where would you be? And they just look at the nose, rhinoplasty.
It goes
place.
Right to Tom's rhinoplasty. Also, when Barbara Streisand becomes Mecha Streisand, her power, whatever her like her power move is that beams of energy shoot out of her nose.
And of course it would.
And because she has a huge nose. They really play up the bigness of her nose in this animation. Also, really just about as not like Barbara Streisand as that crude of a drawing can look, I gotta say.
I was just gonna, they make all the celebrities that they hate, though, look so bad and so
ugly.
She
looks so crazy.
She looks like a cracked out prostitute.
Exactly what I was gonna say.
Okay.
I was gonna say meth, but
okay, whatever. You
know, crack pick meth. Your poison.
Yeah.
You know, pick your poison as a prostitute, and you will look like their illustration of Barbara Streisand. Especially if you have an incredibly large nose.
And that's because that's what they did with Paris Hilton, too. Mm-hmm. She looked like, methed out version of herself. And you know how they overemphasize, like, how she has kind of like one eye that's her Bell's palsy or whatever you want to kind of say? Yeah, I love that. That's so funny.
Oh, man. I also love, how excited everyone is, not because they've saved the town, but because there is no more Barbara Streisand forever.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand is destroying South Park, and will eventually destroy the world. And the greatest victory we as a society have in her destruction is her destruction. Not saving the world from her unlimited power. But we never have to hear Barbara Streisand sing another note of music again. Now, my thing, like, what? Why do they have it out so hard for her?
Do you want to know why?
Yes.
I will tell you.
I do.
Okay, so part of the reason why they don't like Barbara Streisand, I'm sure that they just don't like her in general, but Colorado passed an Amendment 2, which is, I'm going to read this here, is the Colorado State Constitution is forbidding homosexuals from being recognized as a protected class. So Streisand made this public statement against Colorado, the state of Colorado, and all its citizens, promising that she would never visit Colorado again.
Interesting.
So being the proud, you know, Colorado people, loving Denver Broncos people that they are, they were like, well then, we hate her.
One? Okay. I get it. That's a crappy thing for the state of Colorado to do. Totally agree. But how about, could you pick? There are maybe like three easier states to not visit. Like, you know, like remember when I'm sure you remember when Arizona passed their laws about, you know, like people having paper undocumented. Basically,
yes.
You can throw anyone in jail under suspicion of being an undocumented immigrant.
I do remember that.
And people all boycotted the state of Arizona.
Yeah, no one wanted to come to our state.
Well, here's the thing. Like, how much of an effort are you? I'm just not going to go to Arizona. I'm just not going to go to Colorado.
I can agree with you because honestly, how many times did people even go to Arizona? Like, no one came to my home state anyway.
I've driven through there twice.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And we're lucky to have that kind of business for tourism. Like, seriously, we really are. Who wants to go to Arizona?
Now, in fairness, I imagine with the skiing in Colorado, that's a bigger deal. But,
I guess, or Aspen,
yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah. I hear good things about the city of Denver.
Me too.
Yeah,
they have really clean airports.
Yeah. But anyway, screw you, Barbara Streisand. Not so much because I disagree with what you did, so much as that's such an easy way out.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
So that's why they hate her. And also, Trey Parker says he finds her singing voice incredibly annoying. And so that's why
torturing. Yes. And really, it's not that bad. But
yeah, I don't think it's that bad either. But they wanted the portrayal to be as sick and disgusting as possible. And I quote from them.
Well, that's interesting. The more you know, folks.
That never fails.
I know. It never fails. So, folks, you're on our website. You're listening to us talk about South Park. You probably like South Park a lot. You probably want to purchase DVDs or other things. Maybe there's other stuff you want to purchase that isn't South Park related because for some reason you have outside interests. Either way, if you're on our website, easy way for all of that to get done. We got a little banner ad on there. You click on that banner ad, takes you right to Amazon.com, where you can purchase basically anything your imagination can come up with. You know, certain things excluded, I guess.
I bet you could find it.
Yeah, probably. So you go, click on that little banner ad, shop on Amazon, do your normal shopping. Nothing's going to change for you once you get there. The one thing that changes for us is that they send us a little bit of their proceeds, a little bit of their. We're skimming from the top from Amazon a little bit. So you want to see the lights stay on here? You want to keep hearing us talk about how awesome South Park is and what a bitch Barbara Streisand is? Keep giving the spend your money at Amazon by clicking on our link. Keep the lights on, folks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so another big sort of thing in this episode, one of the recurring motifs, if you will, if I can go back to my English degree.
It's a really big word. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You always enlighten me.
I try. But one of the motifs is Cartman Rochambeauing people for stuff. Now, Rochambeau, for those of you who both didn't watch this episode and are listening and are interested in what Rochambeau is.
I am. I know what it is, but I want you to go in depth.
Rochambeau is when two gentlemen, and they have to be gentlemen,
okay,
decide that they want the same thing. They participate in this contest wherein one gentleman kicks the other in the testicles and then vice versa until one of them falls down. First to fall down, okay, loses.
Have you participated in such acts?
No.
Okay.
One, it never goes more than one round.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because I kick that person so hard.
Oh, yeah. And the whole point of Rochambeau is to say, all right, I'll kick you, then you kick me, and then I kick you, then you kick me, until one of us says the other one wins. And then the person who goes first usually just wallops the guy in the nads and goes, I don't want it. And just uses it as an excuse to punt, as Cartman does to Pip. And then Cartman is constantly challenging people to Rochambeau, including Barbara Streisand, which I think is very funny. And I wish we had seen that happen.
That would be so cool.
But this is a great Cartman episode. From the get-go, we see him digging up arrowheads and singing slave songs.
I know!
Which is hilarious and horrible.
That's the kind of songs hilarious. I like, though.
Yeah.
He's so funny when he sings with his little, like, accent. I'm like, he's so cute.
Massa's got him working. And then he pummels Pip in the nads, and then just gives him the arrowhead anyway. And then offers to pummel Kyle in the nads for the simply triangle. But to no avail, which honestly, that's a fight we need to see. We need to see Cartman and Kyle just kick each other in the balls until.
Who do you think would win?
Kyle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they already did fight.
Yeah, they fought. I know they fought, but they haven't Rochambeaued.
Oh, you want to see them Rochambeau. Okay, yeah. I can agree then. I can agree Kyle would too.
Yeah, because Cartman's gonna get scared. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, he's a little wimp.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a wuss. I was trying to say that without saying the offensive thing. But basically, I think Cartman both likes having stuff and taking stuff away from people,
especially Kyle.
I think he's mostly motivated in this episode by his desire to not have Kyle have things,
mm-hmm.
Which is a great motivation. That's most of the best Cartman episodes are when he is motivated, not by any selfish reason, but just to stick it to Kyle.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the really strong points of this episode.
Well, because you know how, like, when, well, let's say we both wanted something and I'm like, okay, fine, I don't want it anymore. Then you don't want it anymore either.
Exactly.
But, like, Cartman, he loves it. And nothing has changed even to this day in 2012. Yep. He's still like, yay,
he's still,
money,
yes, what did he say?
The triangle.
What did he say? Oh, I hope you feel good now, Kyle says to him as in the middle of the night after Cartman has broken into his home.
No, that was so funny.
To which Cartman replies, hell yeah, I do. I got the triangle.
Of course.
Of course I feel good. I have a thing you used to want. Suck it. And then that he spends the next day rubbing it in his face is really great. Oh, the other great line that Cartman has is after Barbara Streisand asks them to get in her car, it's either Kyle or Stan says, isn't there some rule about getting into a stranger's car? To which Cartman responds, not when money's involved, stupid.
I thought that was so funny. I wrote that down too. That's so funny.
Yeah. And I think exactly what Cartman would say on that matter.
Of course.
Hey, folks. So, you know, you're listening to us right now. So you like our podcast, as it were. You know where you can find podcasts? On iTunes. iTunes has a little store, and in that store they have the podcast app. You can download that podcast app and use it to find our podcast or any one of the various other podcasts that we do here on AfterBuzz TV. And one thing you can do for us to make, because we go out there for you, and we only ask this one thing of you. Go to iTunes, rate our podcasts that you watch, comment on them, tell us what you think, and most importantly, tell your friends about us, because we do this for you guys, and we want to know how you feel. And also, just a reminder for those of you who follow the Wilfred podcast as well, there is still a contest running to say the nastiest thing about Jack Waz and Greg Goodness.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been huge dicks, so we're
awesome.
We're trying to get people to be mean to them.
Awesome.
Anyway, the other big thing about this episode is all of the celebrity. They have a lot of celebrity voices.
Yes.
Most of which are impersonated. You've got, first off, the way out of left field appearance of Leonard Maltin. Does he still make that book? Every year he used to have a book come out with all of his reviews of every movie.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Every year. And I know my grandparents had like 15 copies of it because he's been doing it since like the early 80s. This is a weird one. And I don't remember a time when he was on TV. I don't ever remember watching him on TV, but apparently that's where he got his fame. But he comes in to let the town know about the danger that is posed by Mecha Streisand. And he and Chef drive around. And I think that's a weird, funny guy to bring in.
Yes. And did you know that he actually really enjoyed that episode?
Oh, that. I imagine. He's one of the people who... who they're not completely lampooning in it. Right. So,
and what's lampooning?
Lampooning means making fun of viciously.
Oh, okay. Yeah. More that you guys can know. Thank you. So I told you know such big words. Well, anyways, and his kids really like the episode too, which I thought was, of course, his kids are going to like that episode.
Their dad helps to save the day.
Yeah.
Their dad is, I'm trying to think of another character that.
Oh.
But I'm
whatever
lost.
We know.
the next group of celebrities they have the reappearance of Sally Struthers,
mm-hmm.
although she doesn't have any lines. She is performing in a film with Sidney Poitier, who is a famous Shakespeare. He was a Shakespearean actor at one point. I think he definitely played Othello a bunch.
Who's Othello?
Othello is the Moorish prince from the titular character of Shakespeare's Othello.
Oh, see, what do I know about Shakespeare? There you go.
Yeah.
Helping me out again. Okay, yes.
The main black character in all of Shakespeare.
Oh, okay.
he also was famous for his role in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, where he plays a black person who's dating a white woman, and it was a real controversial film at the time, I believe, if my film history class holds up in my memory. But he is another saving the day type character,
mm-hmm.
but neither he nor Leonard Maltin can really do the trick.
I know,
and it takes that special someone to come in and really save South Park and the world, and of course. It is Robert Smith of The Cure, who's the only person who actually performs their own voice on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
If memory serves, they didn't tell him what his lines were about, mm-hmm. and just had him read his lines, yeah. which is great because they're completely ridiculous out of context.
They're so like monotone.
And too. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I think he would have performed it like that anyway.
Anyway.
But I also, I love someone, I guess it's Kyle who or Stan. Says that Robert Smith is the greatest person ever, and everyone tends to agree. And I think even if he hadn't saved South Park from Mecha Streisand, I still think he's up on that list. You know,
yes.
Especially, I mean, I don't agree that Disintegration is the greatest album of all time.
Yeah, see, I'm not even familiar with his music. So
you're not familiar with The Cure?
Yeah.
I'm sure
I have no taste in music, though. I listen to rap, so whatever.
I'm sure you've heard Cure songs.
I'm sure I have.
Like Friday, I'm in Love.
How does it go?
That's the one where it's Friday, I'm in love.
Maybe I have.
Yeah, it's like jangly British
pop. I'm
going to
look it up on like YouTube or something.
From the 80s.
Okay.
Then there's also... Just Like Heaven, which opens with show me how you do that trick. Pretty has like a really thick, awesome British accent.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up.
Look
just
it
so
up.
I know.
Because one, just for you know your edification, they're an important band. They're an important moment in pop music.
Okay, well then I really need to know that.
The late 80s, mid to late 80s. There it is. This is Friday, I'm in Love.
Maybe? I don't know.
Let's let you hear the lyrics.
That's it.
Or is this Just Like Heaven?
Friday,
no, this is
I'm
Friday,
in love.
I'm in Love, yeah.
Well, see, I don't think I've heard it.
It's a big
yeah.
supermarket song.
Oh! Then I just need to go grocery shopping. Yeah, I've never heard it. That's crazy.
It's definitely worth checking out. Disintegration
okay,
really
I will.
Is. Disintegration is probably a top 50 album for me.
Okay.
It's really, really. It's like good, sad love songs about. With jangly guitars.
Okay.
Anyway. Of course, Robert Smith saves the day because, of course, he does. Because he's Robert
yeah.
Smith. He's the greatest person ever. And Disintegration is the best album of all time.
Okay, good to know. Well, you know, like, Trey Parker is such a huge fan of his, and that's why he had to be on the show to save the day.
Well, and I believe Stan is the one... I think Stan's the one who's most based on Trey, is that right?
I don't know.
Because
I'm going to look that
up.
I can see it.
I know that they genuinely believe... Like, I remember seeing a thing with the South Park guys, and they genuinely believe that Disintegration is the greatest album of all time.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because I heard he is such a huge fan that after they did Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh, mm-hmm. all these celebrities wanted to be guest stars on the show, and they kept calling in and calling in and calling in, and that Robert Smith was one of the only people that they chose to come on the show.
Wow.
So, yeah. And he said that that's his lifelong dream, like, since, you know, forever, that was his lifelong dream to, like, talk to him. So,
man.
Yeah.
Man, someday.
And
someday.
All he got was it over the phone. Like, he did it over the phone, which is so
funny.
Yeah,
it does sound a little
so
off,
funny.
But it's
yeah.
great. I mean, I would, you know, if, you know, Paul McCartney offered to be on a show, everyone would crab their pants. And I think that's sort of the situation.
Okay, so that's what they're equivalent to, like the Beatles of like
no.
80s music? Oh, okay. I was like, why do I not know them? Okay.
No one's the Beatles of anything.
Okay.
But, you know, like...
I should know who they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on to some sort of stray observations about this.
All right.
All of the names for all of the crap that Barbra Streisand and you know, the Triangle of Zinthar. I forget the name of the diamond. But it
does it start with an A or what is it?
I forget.
I can't remember any. It's too big of words.
Oh, it's
yes.
hilarious. Those names were hilarious. Quadriplegic Swiss man delivers the news. That's crazy. Also, I love that Cartman shouts the way he says anthropologist when he shouts for him is so damn funny. And finally, my final observation is Kenny's death That was the most shoehorned Kenny dying I've ever seen. Why does Kenny go and play tetherball anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, he has to know he's going to die if he does something like that.
It's a shame on him. It's all his fault.
Shame on him. So, unfortunately, we don't get to hear from Wooly Bear tonight, guys.
I know.
And unfortunately, also, or do we have any news and gossip?
No, we don't. The only news and gossip that I do have is the moral, what I was telling you, is like the moral liberal actually compared, they were compared to Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone, just like Gandhi, guys.
Yeah.
Just marching to the salt fields or whatever it was that he did and not eating a lot and just free India.
That is seriously what he was compared to in that article. So I thought that was interesting. I thought it was kind of newsworthy.
Yeah,
that was posted yesterday.
But cool. All right.
Power to him. Yeah.
So that does it for us this week. Kira, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me at Kira Batte.
Find me at @JDuganBarrett. You can also find me tomorrow night doing the Wilfred podcast. And check it out and say mean things about Jack because we're doing a contest about it. So on behalf of my co-host Kira and myself and everyone at AfterBuzz TV, check us out next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.